buffalo. What are the... What are those? Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello. For those of you. For those of you tuning in, you've missed out. If you've just tuned in. First off, we heard from Seth with Guglio Marconi, who is the man. And just a few minutes ago, if you had tuned in 5 minutes ago, you heard of Goat Testes Tonic from John Romulus Brinkley, resung by Bethany, who has left. So you will not hear any more stories of Goat Testes today, perhaps. Start out with a little tune.
What you have just heard was a brief portion of the man, also Leon Thurman. New York Times, Leon Thurman, musical inventor, is dead at 97. The inventor of the electronic instrument that bears his name died on Wednesday in Moscow. He was 97. The theremin, for those who have not heard of it, it was the first electronic instrument similar to a radio receiver, having a vertical antenna on top and a horizontal metal loop on the side. It is played by moving the hand, right hand, near the antenna. The pitch varies according to the hand's distance from the antenna. The volume is controlled by moving the left hand back and forth in front of the metal loop. In effect, it was the first synthesizer. Mr. Theremin, whose Russian name was Lev Sergeyevich Termian, invented the theremin in 1920. A year after becoming head of the laboratory of the electronic oscillators in the Psycho-Technical Institute of Petrograd, now St. Petersburg. Initially, it was called the etherphone, and he demonstrated for Lenin in 1922 in the Kremlin. After some time had passed in 1927, while demonstrating the instrument in Berlin to an audience that included Albert Einstein, he traveled to New York, where he gave etherwave concerts. He was granted a U.S. patent on the device in 1928 under the name of Theremin-O-Vox. RCA bought the manufacturing rights and sold about 1,000 sets. Mr. Theremin, where he studied physics and astronomy in St. Petersburg at the university, also studied the cello and music theory at the conservatory. He continued his studies in physics at the Psycho-Technical Institute. While in New York, he created the Theremin Laboratory, where he worked on many inventions. These included the Terpsichore or Theremin Ether Wave musical dance platform on which dancers, movements, produce corresponding musical sounds. The Rhythmicon, a device also invented, played different rhythms simultaneously and separately, and also he created an electronic security system that was installed in Sing Sing Penitentiary. In the 30s, he married Lavina Williams, a ballerina with the first American Negro Ballet. In 1938, under circumstances that remain unclear to this day, he returned to the Soviet Union, where he was convicted of anti-Soviet propaganda and sentenced to 7 years imprisonment in Siberia. During the war, he was moved to Tomsk, where he did secret work on remote control aircraft and systems for tracking ships behind enemy lines. Mr. Theremin also invented a miniature electronic eavesdropping device that the KGB in Italy put to use. For this invention, he was secretly awarded the Stalin Prize and, shortly after, was released from prison. That listening device was a predecessor of RFID tags, and if one has heard about that, they are fortunate. RFID are radio frequency identification tags. They are supposed to remain harmless until radio waves are directed towards them. And once those radio waves are directed towards them, they are activated. If you've received a passport in the last 3 or so years, you are fortunate to have one. But if you are paranoid, you have it wrapped in aluminum foil. What is a theremin, you ask? Here is a brief, 1 minute and 39. Description of it.
Mark, on behalf of ExpertVillage.com, we're going to talk about theremins today. What is a theremin? A theremin is an electronic device that was invented in the 1920s by a Russian physicist.
1920s? It was just before the 1920s.
In the advent of radio, and at the time, if you built a radio receiver, you'd have to build a radio transmitter also, because there was no station to pick up. And everyone has heard the effect when you put two transistor radios next to each other, you get that squealing and howling. That is the same effect that a theremin harnesses. The radio frequency consists of three oscillators that the first two beat together to form the pitch, and the third one is used for the volume to control the level of the sound. The theremin instrument started out by RCA. It was touted as a serious musical instrument, and it was advertised as so easy to play. If you can whistle, you can play the theremin. Well, unlike other instruments, a keyboard, for example, you hit a note, you get that sound. A theremin you played by putting your hands near the two antennas. The vertical antenna is the pitch, and the loop is the volume. And to play the theremin, you'd stand in front of it, and the right hand, the closer to the rod, the higher the pitch, the further away the lower, and the loop is the opposite. The closer your hand was to the loop, the quieter the sound was, till you got it to the point where there was no sound. So when you moved your hand away from the loop, the sound becomes louder.
For those of you who are wondering what a theremin sounds like, here is theremin playing the theremin.
Электромузыкальный инструмент Theremin Vox – это первый инструмент такого типа. Это песенно-голосовой инструмент. В нем управление мелодией достигается посредством влияния на электромагнитное поле около инструмента.
one theremin player. Also, you may have heard, is this little ditty by the Beach Boys. That was good vibrations. And here is Clara Rockmore performing Rachmaninoff, considered one of the virtuosas of the theremin. Clara Rockmore. And here's a story written by Clara Rockmore's dog. Story played with a theremin. Not a real theremin in the studio, though. It's purely digital. Today, you will hear the story of Clara Rockmore's dog. Here's the story of Clara Rockmore's dog. Clara was known to be the finest player of the theremin that the world had ever known. To massive audience throughout the world, she would weave sensuous patterns in the space around the antenna of her mysterious wisdom, and Mozart would whistle in heaven, tears would flow, amnesties would be declared. In private, she went further. Desperate to communicate with forces beyond our comprehension, the sound of bird violence could be heard emanating from her humble yet tasteful cellar in San Diego. Angels wailed in sympathy. Time trembled, then stood still. For what of Leon, Claire's ever faithful bloodhound? It was hell. Every shrill tone bore into his cranium like a glass stiletto. Paws round in his long, sad ears. He'd seek refuge behind the fridge, the wardrobe, anywhere. Though Clara loved him dearly, she sometimes wished she had a dog a little braver. Even those innocent days of the 30s, she had been burgled several times while Leon had hid nervously in the oven. However, everything changed on a cool November night when Clara was performing a duet with the famous German cellist Horst Grachwitz at Carnegie Hall in New York. Horst, too, had a dog, a schnauzer named Ludwig, and backstage the two canines got on famously. For hours, Leon relented that sorry tale of being driven to the point of insanity by those high frequencies of endless nights quivering in the oven. Ludwig, who has been partially deflamented the cold climate of his hometown, Leipzig, those cold winters, rebukes from his master when he failed to hear the daily barrage of baritone commands. Each dog actually envied the other, but it was only the performance on stage was ending when the rather obvious plan was hatched beyond the curtains. "We could swap the houses," said Ludwig with his gruff but agreeable German accent. "Horse must fly to his Leipzig straight after the show. He will not have time to check." Brilliant. Each dog crawled into the opposite's domain, and sure enough, Horse rushed into the dressing room, whisked away to the house marked Ludwig, dashed into the street, and fell in to a taxi. You will not hear the rest of the story. That was K. Spell 2002. Next up is Bill to the Power of Four.